7 minutes past seven. Welcome back to Sabah al Muslim on Radio Islam International. Everyone is anticipating the rain. Let's continue to make dua in our individual capacities to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless us with beneficial rain. I see Jimmy at KZN has taken out something, giving advice on actions that will result in rainfall, inshallah. They talk about four things. The first is sadaqah, charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, sadaqah extinguishes the anger of Allah. A few rands a day will not hurt our pockets in the least. Let's make it a habit to daily give something to a needy person, starting with those closest to us. The second thing is gratitude. Let us be more grateful and more expressive in our gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the bounties that He has conferred upon us. Let's not be Mother Grundy's all the time. Let's not look at what we don't have. Let's focus more on what we do have. The third thing, don't waste water. This is great. This is gross ingratitude for a great bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the fourth is abundant istighfar. Like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. That seek forgiveness from Allah, is most forgiving. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. The rainfall will come. At times, rainfall is withheld because of our disobedience, our lack of compliance. So, simple istighfar, you know, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, but with a degree of consciousness in the heart, and let's encourage our family members to do the same. Sadaqah, shukr, not wasting water, and abundant istighfar. So, those are some of the advices given in terms of the a'mal and the actions that we need to be doing as we anticipate not only rain, but adequate rainfall, inshallah. I see that the weatherman is talking about a cold front towards the weekend, as we get closer to the weekend. Let's see how that will play out, whether it's just a cold front or whether it will actually bring with it some rain. It remains to be seen. It's 12 minutes past 7. Coming up next, we have our hadith discussion. And then after the break, we are due to speak to Panyaz Ali Sufi. He is the MEC for Education in Gauteng. There's this whole debate as to whether pupils in Gauteng still have to walk long distances to schools. And Le Sufi says if it can be proven, he will resign. And we'll get the details to him, from him, inshallah, in a short while. It's after 7:30, Tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. And then at 7:45, we focus on Syria. That's the lineup this hour on Sabah al Muslim.
Hadith discussions on Sabah al Muslim with Mulana Sulaiman Rafi.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال خذوا جنتكم قلنا يا رسول الله أمن عدو حضر فقال خذوا جنتكم من النار قولوا سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله فإنهن يأتين يوم القيامة مستقدمات ومستأخرات ومنجيات ومجنبات وهن الباقيات الصالحات. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take your shields. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, has an enemy arrived? He replied, no, take your shields against the hellfire by saying, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. Glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Allah is the greatest. For they will come on the day of resurrection in front of you and behind you, and they are the good deeds of lasting merit. In other words, your recitation of these words will benefit you on the day of Qiyamah in terms of these words becoming a protection for you against the hellfire. They will come in front of you, meaning that they will intercede before you on the day of Qiyamah. Coming behind you, meaning they will safeguard you from punishment. So a simple phrase, the third kalima in essence, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. Its frequent recitation protects a person from the hellfire. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.